Good afternoon. It's 1:30 p.m. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald. We're gathered here together for an informal hearing this afternoon. Our first case is PU07157, the Great Plains Natural Gas Company Purchase Gas Adjustment Tariff. And with me today is Commissioner Kevin Kramer, and Commissioner Tony Clark is not able to be with us today because he's on a week of vacation due to the birth of a new baby boy. And so we are going to proceed first with case number PU07157, and then we'll follow this afternoon with case number PU06421. First of all, I'd like to call on Commissioner Kevin Kramer, who has the portfolio of this particular matter, and ask if he has any opening comments.
No, just good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. And if having a baby is vacation, I'm working the rest of my life.
Well, let's say it's a break in the routine, isn't it? That's right. It's a break in the normal routine. Okay, and so let's first, for anyone who may be listening in today, identify, and also for the record, identify who is here for this particular case. So right now, even if you're in for the next case, if you'll identify yourself, because you are sitting in as we do this, starting first with our staff.
Patrick Fawn.
All right, and then we'll go next to
Todd Cranda with the Kelsch Law Firm.
Thank you.
Tom Kelsch with the Kelsch Law Firm.
Scott Ellis with Enser, who's part of the Keystone team.
Jim White with the Sidley Austin Law Firm.
All right.
Rita Mulkern on behalf of Great Plains Natural Gas.
Okay, and? Linda Snyder from MDU. Linda Snyder from MDU, in case you didn't hear that. All right, anyone joining us by phone? All right, then we will go first to who's going to present this to us? Are you Rita or is someone else?
I will be doing it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is a miscellaneous tariff request change, and Great Plains Natural Gas Purchase Gas Cost Adjustment Tariff consists of three pages. The first two pages are merely detailed calculations of the purchase gas cost adjustment, and the third page shows us a summary of all the gas costs. And we are proposing to remove the detailed calculations as part of a tariff sheet. Instead, we will file those calculations just as work papers along with the purchase gas cost filing each month. So the commission will still receive the same information it does today. It just will only have a summary of the purchase gas cost adjustments on the tariff sheet. And we're doing this because it really is unusual to show detailed calculations of any type of rate on the tariff sheet itself. This will make, by removing this, it will make the Great Plains purchase gas cost adjustment consistent with the adjustment that we have in Minnesota and also consistent with Montana Dakota's purchase gas cost adjustment. And we are proposing to remove pages 8.1 and 8.2 and replace those with the one that's currently remove 8 and 8.1 and one that is called 8.2, make that 8.8. And that summarizes our proposal.
Commissioner Kramer, do you have any questions?
No, it's pretty routine. It seems like, it seems like a reasonable request. It seems odd that it's been done this way, to be honest, considering the competitive nature of what you're doing. But appreciate the catch.
I have a couple of questions on how will our staff be made aware if you decide to change how the calculations will be done?
We still will file the detailed calculations each month. They just will not be on a tariff sheet.
The PGA is the same. It's just the tariff.
It's just that this calculation will be on a plain white sheet of paper instead of on a tariff sheet.
But my understanding is that right now the tariff sheet details how you'll do your calculation.
The PGA itself, the tariff, explains the calculation. This is just the calculation itself. And we are proposing just to take it off from the tariff sheet so it won't be on a tariff sheet anymore. We will still have the summary of the PGA on a tariff sheet.
Yes.
But the calculations will merely be a work paper in each month's filing.
Okay. Will you be at this? This is my question, and maybe I didn't explain it well, or maybe Pat can help me with this. Right now, you show exactly how you're going to be determining the purchase gas adjustment by showing how you'll do the calculation, et cetera. This has been the standard way to do this for a long time. when you take this off, and let's say you determine to calculate it another way, you'll be able to do that without changing your tariff. What notice will the commission have an ability to determine how you calculate this if it's not on the tariff sheet?
It will still be part of the filing each month. It will be just a work paper, not part of the tariff itself.
But that's not answering my question.
Well, the commission would be able, or the staff would be able to see it, because all the detailed calculation will still be part of the filing.
But you would be free then to determine how you would calculate this. Right now it's established in our tariff how you calculate this. And in the future, let's say you decide to make a change in one of these items of, or in how you establish the calculation, you would be able to do that without coming to the commission for a change in that.
The overall, the calculation of the PGA is still determined by the tariff itself, not this calculation, but the PGA tariff sheet that says you shall have a purchase gas cost adjustment, and the it's described in the rate 88 tariff, or excuse me, I can't remember if that's the same tariff number for the Great Plains. That determines
what's included.
If we were to change within the tariff but change the calculation, because we file the work papers each month, it would be evident what is in there, and we would also describe any such change in the transmittal letter.
Okay. And staff is comfortable with this plan?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We can always look back a month. Not only will MDU tell us that they've changed what is included mm-hmm. in the calculation, but we will be able to look back 1 month and compare the previous month's calculation to the new calculation to mm-hmm. see that what was added, if anything more was added than that. I think I am, you know, comfortable with this. The tariff that Rita, as Rita said, the tariff that describes what can be included in the purchase gas adjustment hasn't changed.
Right.
If they had something come up that needed to be added into the purchase gas adjustment, they could do that even though this tariff page exists today.
Right.
They could still have a new item in
here. Does the FERC What's included, though? I understand that they determine what can be included, but do they determine how it's calculated?
No.
No.
No, the calculation, I was going to say, is a routine or standard calculation of a purchase gas adjustment.
Okay. How does Excel handle this?
I don't believe they have this kind of detail in their tariff page. It's in the backup detail of their filing.
Okay. All right.
As is Montana Dakota Utilities.
As is Montana Dakota's, yes.
So this is the only one of the three that includes this kind of detail right now.
In the tariff, yep.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Do you have a recommendation about when you think this might be on?
I would think this could be on the next meeting agenda.
Mm-hmm. So it will have to be, if it isn't on the next agenda, it'll have to be suspended.
Okay, so let's try to get it on the next one.
That should be no problem.
Okay. All right, and then thank you.
Thanks.
And you're certainly welcome to stay if you wish, or you can be on your way. Okay, next we're going to close the informal hearing on PU07157.